Short question, probably no short answer.
At his first news conference since winning re-election and after recovering from three cancer-related surgeries since 2011, President Chavez was in good spirits. The Venezuelan leader says he considers the 54% of the vote he garnered as a mandate to continue his socialist policies.
El pueblo votó, bueno, ¿por qué? Por la continuidad de un proyecto.
The country voted for the continuation of a political agenda, an economic agenda, a social agenda, in short, a socialist agenda.
De corte socialista.
Mr. Chavez says he is open to dialogue with the opposition, but that he would not compromise on his core principles. On foreign affairs, Mr. Chavez has been one of the United States' most vocal critics. He has allied Venezuela with autocratic leaders in Cuba, Iran, and Syria. Milos Alcalde is a former deputy foreign minister now aligned with the opposition. He says the opposition wants market-oriented reforms at home and a less confrontational foreign policy with the U.S.
Because our relations are not with Ahmadinejad or with the Syria of Bashar al-Assad or with a sort of Libya's Gaddafi, but with a respect in hemispheric relations where all our basic treaties lie on.
But at the news conference, President Chavez again spoke in support of Syria's leaders and against what he calls a new era of Western imperialism.
Syria is a sovereign country, for the love of God, just like Libya, just like Venezuela, just like the United States, just like any other country in the world. So if we don't agree, but we have to agree with the thinking of who? If you say no, then they bomb you and destabilize you. That is not right.
Separately, Mr. Chavez said he favors President Barack Obama in next month's U.S. election.
By how much do you think Obama will win? Who, by the way, is my candidate. He's my candidate. If I was from North America, I would vote for Obama.
President Chavez says he will continue to be who he is, and for many that is at times confounding, confrontational, and engaging. Brian Patton, VOA News, Caracas.